Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now into hour number three. Don't worry, hour number four is coming up. We'll be taking your calls at the end of this hour and the entire fourth hour. Nothing but your phone calls. I got some financial news, military news coming up. Paul Watson has written an excellent article at PrisonPlanet.com that needs to get out, where they show the Constitution being destroyed and say everything must go, and then they just say it's quaint and stupid and old and bad and will get you and your family killed. Yeah. Aren't you worried about the boys that run our military, boys that own the banks, boys that got all the power that'll destroy third world countries that have been caught sterilizing people and killing them worldwide? You like them having unlimited power? You think that's good? Are you really worried about cave dwellers? I mean, even if you believe the official story, you want to give up everything, everything you've got, your free market, your country, everything, because you're so afraid of Al-Qaeda. Just so sick. For Philip Bobbitt, a distinguished lecturer and senior fellow at the University of Texas and law professor at Columbia University, this is more than a gee whiz factoid. It's the basis upon which he advises an ambitious argument for fighting the wars that are bound to plague the 21st century. We explain that's why they staged World War I and World War II in their own documents, as Lord Milner wrote, that they wanted to set up a world government and said, oh, we can't have any more wars. Same trick they play on us, trick seems to work. Well, now the people don't want it, so they just say they're militarizing everything. If you don't like it, we'll just shove a gun down your throat and pull the trigger. How's that sound, Bobbitt says. The prospect that the good old industrial nation state is shrinking violent might wrinkle patriotic flag wavers. But Bobbitt's statistic thrust home an unsettling question. Oh, he's got statistics. You have nothing. It's all crap. What does it say about the nation state that he has so often failed to provide? Oh, the nation state didn't provide it. It messed up. It was bad. What does it say that the nation state has that has so often failed to provide? In the words of British statesman Douglas Hurd, the security, prosperity, and the decent environment which the citizens demand. Might it be time for something new? And then he goes on to propose no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no due process, preemptive war. Oh, that's wonderful. With a bunch of crooks running it, banning protest and banning free speech and face-scanning cameras. Oh, yes, Bobbitt. And CPSing people's children and hiring more CPS with the money they get and then hiring more. And in Bobbitt's view, the current wars against terror provide shrill wake-up call. See, they're not working well, so we need more. To confront the question, the best way to protect citizens of modern democracies, he claims, is to fundamentally rethink the nation state as the guarantor of freedoms that terrorists intend to obliterate. So he's saying we need to get rid of the nation state because the terrorists want to obliterate the nation state. Or we need to give up our liberties because the terrorists want our liberties. I mean, that is illogical. That is an oxymoron. But to a public that doesn't know what an oxymoron is, they just go, oh, my God, our freedom. We better, it's like the woman says in Terror Storm. She goes, I want to give up my liberty for freedom. I want to give up my liberty for freedom. John, will you YouTube that and find it? I want to play P-Brain when we get back. In Bobbitt's view, the current wars against terror provide a shrill wake-up call. By the way, they think you're pea brains, too. The globalists, they just pat you on the head and con you and tell you how smart you are. I'm not talking to our listeners. A lot of times they're smarter than I am. Everybody knows it. I'm talking about the general public tuning in for the first time. We're on so many stations that we have tens of thousands of new listeners every day. And they're thinking, this is some arrogant, you know, guy shooting his mouth off calling me dumb. Well, I mean, yeah, these are dangerous people. I don't see you fighting them. So you are dumb. I mean, look, it's like your house is on fire. I'm the fire department, and I come in, your house is on fire, the roof's caving in, and I say, get up out of your bed. You weigh 400 pounds. I can't get you up to get you out of the door. You're not helping me. I'm probably going to start slapping you. I mean, this is serious. These people are eating your lunch. They're eating my lunch, and I need you to beat them. So wake up.
Oh. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now, you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, continuing with one of the traitors, a little treacherous creature, Philip Bobbitt. Bobbitt's previous book, The Shield of Achilles, explored the grand themes of warfare and state development, marking his penchant for the magnum opus, a nearly 700-page, including more than 100 pages of notes, and I did read it. It was just mindless drivel. Mixing mixing history in without even making the point, and then a bunch of lies, is intellectual. Because these guys, their great-great-grandpas may have been smart, but they're all inbred and basically about one IQ point above room temperature. Terror and Consent, that's the new book, follows suit, taking on a similarly big picture. If we want to defeat state-shattering terror, state-shattering terror in the 21st century, Bobbitt writes, we will have to transform the emerging constitutional order of the 21st century state. Yes, we've got to get rid of that, transform it. Specifically, we must stop thinking like a nation state and start thinking like the market state while they fund nationalists of the South to overtake our country. That's like lowering our immune system and then infecting us. The nation state, a constitutional order dedicated to protecting and improving the material welfare of its citizens, served the United States well of the United States was served, not the people. From the mid-19th century to the end of the Cold War. See how it's all the needs of the state, protecting the state, to the end of the Cold War. But Bobbitt contends it's vulnerable to a new battery of threats. I remember a few weeks ago in England, they had an article about Basra saying that the Shiite Basran Iraqi military trained by the British wouldn't show allegiance to the state and put down their arms against the fellow Shiites. And it was terrible. You couldn't indoctrinate them to serve and have allegiance to the state. Of course not. Of course it was to their countrymen and fellow people of the same religion, not to use some outlander coming in there. And then they were attacking the Shiites to begin with, so they couldn't be part of the election, breaking a truce. You have a dishonest, treacherous, but these people, they turn treachery into brotherhood. They turn brotherhood into treason. They turn freedom into evil. A war is slavery. It's just all of it. I've just had it with these people. War is peace. Specifically, we must stop thinking of the nation state and start thinking like a market state that we are inevitably becoming. You mean owned by a bunch of bankers who sold us out. The nation state, a constitutional order dedicated to protecting and empowering material welfare of its citizens, served the United States well from the mid-19th century to the end of the Cold War. But Bobbitt contends it's vulnerable to a new battery of threats. The accessibility of weapons of mass destruction, which the U.S. government and British gave to Pakistan and India, and the missile systems of the Chinese and the reactors to the Russians, and all the technologies are handed out like hotcakes, like in a Western when the bad guy throws a gun down at the feet of the 12-year-old, then he goes for it and they shoot him. The globalization of international capital and the universalization of culture have eroded the conventional borders that once legitimated national security. So they say globalism's done this, so we need more globalism now. What's needed is a constitutional order that takes its structural cues from multinational corporations and non-governmental organizations. Now that's a key. We need a new international order that takes its cues from the corporations and the non-governmental organizations. So the corporations that already use the governments like a meat puppet, a sock puppet that they articulate, that they manipulate and control, they steer. Now, oh, but don't worry, the NGOs will speak for the people. The NGOs, the UN lets come speak. The NGOs funded by the corporations. See, regional boards that are unelected now have more power in Texas than the city, than the state. It's just they do whatever they want. They have their own private SWAT teams, and if you don't like it, die. What's needed is a constitutional order that takes its structural cues from multinational corporations and non-governmental organizations, relying less on law, this is a quote, less on law and regulation, and more on market incentives. Yes, let's not have law and regulation, let's just do whatever we want to expand people's options. Oh, yes, it will expand people's options on having law. Such as market states keeps its finger on the pulse of consumer demand, advocates, he says, such a market state keeps its finger on the pulse of consumer demand, advocates trade liberalization, is prone to the privatization of public works. Oh, yes, the people pay for it. And then you hand it over to your buddies for nothing, and then they triple the price. But then they have a regional monopoly and cheat you, so it's not free market. It's corporations becoming tyrannical government. But you know the public gets that confused and doesn't know what you are, Bobbitt. Such a market state keeps its finger on the pulse of consumer demand, advocates trade liberalization, is prone to privatization of public works, and will outsource many functions. Those are quotes. In the seminar rooms of political science departments, the change is referred to as neoliberalism. On the streets, it is known as globalization. And Bobbitt, who is a geopolitical realist, so see, he's a realist, you're not. You know, he knows what's realistic. The truth is, what they're doing isn't realistic. It's very hard to push through. It's very a lot of resistance, but they're able to do it because they control the issuance of currency and credit, and this is a generational thing. So let's get real. It's very hard what you're doing, and it's in a lot of trouble, Bobbitt. And Bobbitt, who is a geopolitical realist, believes we have no choice but to embrace it. See, the neocons are discredited, so now the liberal Bobbitt comes in with the exact same paradigm, but with just neo-lib instead of neocon. The market state, Bobbitt contends, has great potential for the cause of individual freedom, but it also has a dark side. Oh, he's not going to be reasonable. Global terrorism has already taken advantage of its ethos of openness in order to undermine it. Oh, yes, the terrorists want our freedom, so we must take it. For example, wide-open arms market that neoliberalism endorses has allowed terrorists to gain access to weapons of destruction they then use to destabilize legitimate market states. What do you mean? The criminals that run our government install nothing but dictatorships in the Middle East. They don't want democracy over there. In fact, they put religious sects in control. Back when they were mainline and you could go anywhere in the Middle East and nobody attacked you and it was first world in the major cities and people weren't walking around in burqas, the globalists went in and funded radical Muslim groups. It's a fact. And then turned them loose. And then now they, quote, deal with them. And then when they take over Iraq, they put them in power. So sick. And then they'll remove them in power later. It's a business. For example, the wide-open arms market that neoliberalism endorses has allowed terrorists to gain access to weapons of destruction they then use to destabilize legitimate market states. Market state terrorism, Bobbitt explains, thus feeds onto the ardently sought innovations of the 20th century to export the increasing vulnerability of market states to catastrophic events. You mean the bankers have got control of our financial system so they can torture the daylights out of us, and then every time they do it, they stage some little terror attack and claim it did it and claim the terrorist had the power to bring down the market when it was really you just shearing your sheep. What is to be done? Remember, they always create the crisis and then already are promoting the solution before their crisis is even created. And they always stand around going, we're geniuses. We predicted the exact attack that happened. What is to be done? This is not fear-mongering. Oh, this is not fear-mongering. But rather a sophisticated, see, he's sophisticated, geopolitical assessment. Oh, when you read these words like sophistication, oh, you're so sophisticated reading this in the newspaper. Therefore, a great deal rests on the solutions Bobbitt offers. But never fear, it says, fortunately, his suggestions are, if not entirely novel, largely sensible. Oh, like getting rid of the Bill of Rights, sneak attacking countries, having no more representative government. Oh, very sensible, sophisticated assessment. You know, these are the words. This is just outrageous. Just total tyranny on its face. Hitler wasn't this bold. Stalin, Mao, Julius Caesar, they just did it, but they lied and said they were. Not these guys. They just say, torture children with pliers. Fortunately, he's going to save us. His suggestions are, if not entirely novel, which they're not, largely sensible. Oh, I'm glad somebody is. But they are ambitious to the point of being unachievable without extraordinary political leadership and unprecedented corporate discipline. And they have all these big corporate retreats, and if you toe this line, they give you bigger jobs and more power, and you move up. They have unlimited money. They have whole corporate structures with guys making 500 grand, a million, 5 million, 20 million, 200 million a year, doing almost nothing. But just doing evil, going along with it. They are ambitions to the point of being unachievable without extraordinary political leadership and unprecedented corporate discipline. Aren't we lucky we have... See, this is why I don't read a lot of articles in whole, because if I do, I just analyze them to death. First, Bobbitt argues that the market state must allow the time-worn strategies of deterrence and containment to yield to the more aggressive tactics of preclusionary warfare. That's a way to say preemptive. But that word's now been discredited, so now it's preclusionary warfare, and they'll change it again. We're going to come back and finish up with this, and I'll get into the economy. Ha, ha, ha. I've got this story here. The government is trying to wrap its mind around yours. I've been trying to cover it for 3 days. I will cover it. And then we'll go to your calls later. We're not, the phones aren't open yet. They will be. But if I got to talk for 10 hours to cover all this, I am. We just might go for 5 hours today. I don't know. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
I want to be clear about something. We are probably not going to go into martial law overnight. It's a martial law system.
Personal Jesus.
You know, first it's in the airports, then it's on the trains, then the streets being randomly searched, then it's the highways, then it's the schools. Now happening. Curfews after 10:30 in major cities for adults. Main question, more and more police not having due process. What Philip Bobbitt at the University of Texas, one of the top globalists writing up policy at the LBJ School of Law and Public Affairs, and also Columbia, They're talking about a martial law system. Martial law doesn't have to be the hot martial law, lock down cities and door-to-door gun confiscations. They just do it slowly, door-to-door, sector-by-sector confiscating the guns, as they're now getting ready for. And that's coming up later. I got a bunch of gun confiscation news coming up. But finishing up with this, it just goes on and on. Bobbitt argues that the market state must allow the time-worn strategies of deterrence and containment to yield to a more aggressive tactics of preclusionary warfare, which is preemptive, in a war, which we're in. Market states share the burden of employing power, preclusionary, rather than waiting for an acute crisis to set in that irrevocably puts us at a disadvantage. So just attacking people all the time. And who is us? Not the people, the elite. It's their interest. Remember, it's their interest, not your interest. Venturing educated guesses about the behavior of future threats is no one's idea of an ideal tactical strategy. But Bobbitt argues that if we strengthened our alliances with other states, networks of shared intelligence could do an impressive job of it. What do you mean? We're already merged with Europe. Of course, that just means as an American, you can't run over there or they're after you, or vice versa. It's all about the individual. This is all about war on individual, not even rogue states. Of course, this would require a more invasive process of information gathering within and across national borders. In order to reduce the threat of civil liberties, this would entail, Bobbitt highlights, our commitment to globalize the systems of human rights and government by consent. But that's just where they claim the NGOs say they don't want a Fourth Amendment. That's what Mayor Koch said. He said, Europe doesn't want a First Amendment. They want to not have any rights. They like it. They like not being able to vote on the EU. They like it. No, they don't. He insists that emerging market states must collectively, out of self-respect, define and protect our inalienable rights. What this means is concrete terms and that governments must rethink ideas like homeland security. See, again, sounds reasonable. None of it is. Because then it's just like Gary Hart playing the liberal saying, I never said New World Order. That's a lie. Then we have video of him saying it. I mean, this is how they operate. He even gave a speech a few months ago where he said, just like I said years ago, we need a New World Order. And then later to a crowd, I never said that. He's still in the paradigm of there not being YouTube and Google and thousands of other places to see video. 10 years ago, he could get away with that. 20 years ago. I never said that. People would look at the young man saying, you know, that young communist liar, he doesn't like Gary Hart. But you can't do it now, can you, punk? When the threats to security cannot be neatly combined as in or out of the homeland, or neatly cabined, that an alliance of democracies must form to discourage isolationism. Oh, that means global government. And that the United States must change its role as hegemon in NATO. So give up any supremacy we have, which was always the plan. We do the dirty work for the next step of the New World Order, then we take the blame for it, and then they expand the next wave. Only then can a consortium of neoliberal democracies draw a bright line rule against the international inflection of pain on any person detained by government. One of the many human rights threats that Bobbitt believes we must address. These developments, the acceptance of preclusionary war, the universalization of human rights, hinge on a revamping of international law. Bobbitt believes that the UN Charter should be amended to allow the preemptive use of force without a Security Council authorization. So he's saying we've got to fight tyranny. We've got to have tyranny. We've got to have rights, but not have any. It just goes on and on. The messy reality, he gets into global government. Under the picture of him on the story, it says, University of Texas senior fellow Philip Bobbitt makes a new case for a new kind of world order. And I've got to stop there. There's even more to the article. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to come back and get into the government is trying to wrap its mind around yours, talk about the economy, get into gun control, gun confiscation going on, and take your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Okay, we're back live. I want to get into the economy, and then I'm going to briefly get into the government is trying to wrap its mind around yours. I meant to spend hours on this story, and I haven't done it in 3 days. 4 days. I mentioned it Sunday. On the economic front, the bankers, by design, and again, I made a film with footage shot 2 and 3 years ago where we said they would implode the subprime mortgage market. And then even the Financial Times of London has admitted that that's the case. It's all being done by design. We've had Ron Paul on, another economist on, to tell you that it's being done by design. And they are trying to suppress the price of gold, but it's just not working. They've been trying to suppress it down below 400 for years, and it has really rallied today, going up to 950 and back and forth. $950 an ounce, silver going way up. Dollar falls to record against euro as EU inflation quickens. Now, I got up this morning and I saw that headline and I said, well, let me look at gold. It'll be way up. And it was up $20. Yeah. And that's with the IMF this week and last week dumping tens of billions of dollars of gold in the market at below spot, trying to drive the market down, and it isn't working. You need to use this as an incentive now to get into precious metals, ladies and gentlemen, before it blasts right past 1,000. It should be over $2,300 an ounce now for how far the dollar's dropped. The dollar is at an all-time low, and it'll go down a little bit more, and then it'll gain a few cents back. But if you look at the graph, on a yearly graph, it's going straight down. But the media makes you focus on the day-to-day, week-to-week. It's the graph. It's the graph. Gold, boost by fresh dollar losses. Oil gains. Oil at all-time record high. Unbelievable. Spot gold hit a record high of 1,030.80 an ounce on March 17th and is now headed back that direction. And that's Reuters. We've got Bloomberg here. The dollar fell to a record low against the euro after European inflation accelerated in March, reducing the chances that the region's central bank will follow the Federal Reserve in cutting interest rates. That's right. And when Europe doesn't cut interest rates, and our interest rates are at 2%, and their interest rates are at 5.5% on average in Europe, some places higher, some places lower, what are people going to buy? They're going to buy foreign currencies, not the dollar. It's worthless in interest and in its true value. So the dollar has dropped to an all-time high of 160 to the euro. 160. A euro is worth 160 to the dollar. In 2000, when the euro opened, it was worth 82 cents to the dollar. So what's 60 and 18? 60 and 18. A 78-point swing. 60 cents on the face with another 18 points. The fundamentals are all there, and the facts are there, that the dollar is going to continue to slide. I pray it slides slowly, because then it won't be too much of a complete panic war in the streets. But it could just, you know, 2 months from now, a year from now, tomorrow, you don't know, could just suddenly start plunging 20 cents a day. And then it's going to be runs on banks, hysteria. I mean, we're sitting on top of powder keg. It's like climbing in a lion's den. People fall in lion's dens, you know, a couple times a year, and most of the times the lions just lay there and ignore you. But sometimes you fall in, they attack you and kill you. Well, we're sitting on top of a lion that's hungry in a pit, and I don't know what it's going to do. I just know this. There's a rope out of the pit, and it's called gold. Oil hits a new record as investors flee falling dollar. This is out of the Associated Press as well. Weakening dollar since oil prices are record high, above $114 a barrel as dollar tumbles. Well, and people are still having debates domestically. It's everyone knows it in foreign countries because they're in reality here. It's like, I wonder if oil's up because the dollar's low. I wonder if gold's up. People say, well, the government says they want a strong dollar. That's why they're trying to dump gold. No. They want you to only know about the weak dollar so you don't have a place to escape to like gold. They're doing both. Whoever said economic reality played any part in this? I know this. They are devaluing your dollar by more than 70%. They've now done it by more than 70% from when it opened. 60-plus percent from parity with the euro. And gold is going up. Gold futures rally as dollar falls sharply. Gold futures have gold even higher in the weeks to come. And the futures are almost always correct. So Ted Anderson did an offer here yesterday, and he has gold priced out at back when it was like 920. And so he has that gold in stock. And so you can get gold at very, very affordable prices because Ted has secured it before gold went up. But in every case, we've told you that it's happened. As it continues to go up in a few days, a week, we're not sure, he won't be able to offer this when it runs out. I didn't even ask Ted if he has any silver. Major suppliers sold out all over. Ted, what do you have to offer today?
Well, like you said, Alex, you know, I'm smart enough to know that I need to secure my positions on these dips. I mean, I wish people were on the dealer side of this market so they could see what's going on. Supplies are very tight. A lot of the dealers, especially silver, just like you said, we do have silver dollars right now, and I can carry over that special that we talked about yesterday for silver dollars at 578 per roll of 20. The gold market is also tight right now. I mean, obviously, with the dollar falling like it is, and you look at it today, what is it right now? I looked at it, 71.42. That's as low as I've seen yet. You know, and it's going to continue to drop because the United States is into this deficit spending binge, and every time that we have a problem here in the United States, something crops up, they always look to the Federal Reserve System to print more money and lower interest rates and to stimulate the economy. The United States of America was a world renowned currency. We were the arm of stability because of the fact that we were backed by gold through 1971. And since the war in Vietnam, Nixon took us off that gold standard, and we've just done nothing but to try to destroy the dollar. And now finally, it's all showing up here. And that's why we're seeing the dollar fall. And it'll go on further because you just watch what happens. Anytime we're going to have a problem here, they're going to go to printing money. And just like you said, like Ron Paul says, like Paul Craig Roberts is saying, like just about every economist out there is saying right now, the dollar is doomed because of the fact that foreigners want to get away from the U.S. currency. I mean, $1.3 trillion over in China. What do you think they want to do? They want to get away from the dollar right now. They're showing that, but they're with their feet. Oil prices going up is another thing. It's a commodity. Gold is going to go up. They are trying to suppress the price of gold. They're more successful with suppressing the price of gold right now than they are with oil. But it's like a rubber band. Anytime you try to hold something down, it springs up even further. And so, right now there's no question about it. Gold is at a good buying range. And currently what I locked in on are these British sovereigns. They're at $257 per coin. And then I have the French franc at 205. Both of those coins are just, it's like getting involved with something that's small enough that you can trade if you have to buy gold, if you have to buy food and pay your house payments, make a car payment, that kind of thing. If the dollar really falls here, I mean, there's no sense of having to lose your property and having to starve because we go into a depression, which just about every economist is talking about. If you have the gold, you'll be buying food. And you'll be buying the things, the staples that you need, because gold is money. It has been for over 6,000 years.
Well, just as an investment with the entire financial order teetering on the edge of a knife, it is completely mindless to not move heavily into commodities. And the most portable and the traditionally safest place to be is precious metals, and gold is at the tip top of that pyramid of investments. Give them the number, Ted.
Yeah, they can catch us at 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. I would be looking at your stock portfolio seriously. I'd be looking at your IRAs. Anything that you have that's denominated in U.S. dollar right now at this particular time, you should be moving, because, you know, right now you can take a look at what's going on in the world economy.
It's getting more and more volatile every minute. 1-800-686-2237. And Ted's got gold at the price it was last week. Gold is shooting up right now. 1-800-686-2237. Real quick, Ted, because I know you're busy. Tell them again about the gold coins you've got on special.
Yeah, sure. We've got the British Sovereign coin, which is a quarter of an ounce gold coin right now. They're at $257 per coin. We also have the French franc coin, which is one-fifth of an ounce. We have the silver dollars. Now, these are the silver dollars, Alex, that were manufactured by the United States government, meant to be used here as $1 in currency, all the way up through, 1934. And so they're available as well. That stuff is in real short supply. They quit making those back in the early 1900s. They melted a lot of them off in 1980 when silver went up to $50 an ounce.
Yeah, folks need to give you a call. For months, you haven't even had silver dollars in. You couldn't get them at a reasonable price. 1-800-686-2237. Ted, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Thank you, Ted. Yeah, we spent about 10 minutes on that because it is very important. 1-800-686-2237. Look, I know we got loaded phone lines and we got the fourth hour coming up. What I want to do, because I don't want to be unfair to all these callers, is, John, give them my fourth hour call-in line, and we'll put them all at the head of the line, because I want to talk to all these people that are patiently holding, and we'll go ahead and open the phone lines up. But and, John, you can give them that number. It's 512-646-5400, 512-646-5400. And we'll put Vince and Joshua and Randy and Chris and John at the head of the line, and I'll take their calls immediately when we start the fourth hour into overdrive here. And we're going to open that phone up in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. But before I do that, I wanted to go ahead and play this gun control piece. And the problem is there's so many lies. Everything is crafted for lies that if I stop it and comment at each point, I'll never be able to air it. Notice that it starts out identical to a D.C. piece. And then they sell the whole thing like the people want it, and it's bad teenagers, and the parents are scared, and the parents call the cops to come out and confiscate the guns. Now, in D.C., in New York, in Dallas, in Tucson, in many other cities, of course, there's also, it's going on in Boston. This is just so amazing. I don't know if people understand the import of what we're talking about here. They come in and they come to your door and they say, do you have any legal guns? Well, why won't you let me in? Well, you need to let me search. Or if it's in Dallas or other areas that are pro-gun and still have some Second Amendment, they say, mind if I do a safety inspection? And that's all been in the newspapers. We've been covering it for about 8 years, since we learned it was going on in Tucson and Dallas. And they call that knock and talk. Now, this new one, they admit they go to doors and they ask and say, we want to search for illegal guns, mind if we search? But then when they get criticized, they come back with, oh, the parents call us. If the parents want their kids to be safe, but don't worry, we're not going to prosecute them. But then now they're having to admit, well, actually, we do look for marijuana and we do prosecute you. So it's also a lie. I mean, they lie to the public. It's a military operation. And remember New Orleans, first thing they did, they wouldn't bring food and water in for 5 days. They went into high and dry areas, wealthy areas, and took the guns. So we're going to play this Oakland piece that's total deception with women saying they love it, they want it. Kind of like deceptive pieces that say, hey, everybody ought to take their shots. It's the law. I don't want my babies to be sick. We have similar pieces with the forced inoculations. But it's not the law. They just say it's the law and threaten you. It's just, look, this is so incredibly deceptive. I'm going to play the piece out of Oakland first, then the piece out of D.C. Here it is.
Would you invite police into your home to look for guns? Well, Robert Lyles on a proposal in Oakland that would have officers searching houses for weapons without a warrant. Robert?
Well, Ken, a fundamental constitutional right is the right against unlawful search and seizure inside your home. That's why some here in Oakland were surprised to hear that a plan has been green-lighted that would allow police inside your home without that warrant. Now, as you're about to hear, supporters say you lose nothing, but civil libertarians say if this passes, there's no telling what you may lose. Your home may be your castle, but by summer, you could receive a rap from an Oakland cop looking for guns.
This is about consent, so nobody's going into anybody's home who doesn't get permission.
Oakland Council member Desley Brooks has proposed something unheard of in California, a consent to search program. Instead of cops gathering a warrant seeking a gun that may have been involved in a crime, homeowners call the cops and voluntarily let them in. Under this pilot program, the gun is removed and no criminal actions are pursued, with one exception.
If the guns have been involved in a homicide or a shooting, obviously we have to look at those issues and we have to follow up.
With Oakland's murder rate at nearly 40 lives, the pilot program isn't hard to sell to some.
I think it's a good idea.
I would call the police because I wouldn't want a gun in my home.
Consent to search isn't new. Homeowners in St. Louis, Boston, and Washington, D.C. have already allowed cops in looking for guns.
Okay, stop right there. See, that's what this is meant for. The perception that, well, we've already done this before. I mean, why didn't Jeffrey Dahmer say, hey, when the cops showed up, hey, I've killed people before. Why is it wrong now? Just a big positive piece, the image of police coming and searching for guns in a city like Oakland where they don't have a lot of gun laws compared to other parts of California. Now, here's the other newscast out of D.C. where you got police saying it's horrible and it's unconstitutional. This is the difference. This is an honest news piece versus a pack of liars. Here it is.
They say they have more requests than they can respond to.
But others think Brooks' plan is a slippery slope.
If a cop can enter a house, or anybody can enter a house without a warrant for guns, then they could enter a house for something else.
That's exactly what makes the ACLU nervous. They tell CBS 5, as it stands, many people don't know they have the right to refuse a police request
to enter their home. And once a cop is inside a home, the ACLU sees nothing in the pilot program that limits the scope of the police search. And that bowls over those who think consent to search is licensed to trample over the Constitution.
You want your own house searched? That's a concept I'd have to... That's a new one on me.
Now, consent to search goes before the full council on Tuesday. If it passes...
Stop right there. John, you misunderstood me. It's a D.C. piece. That was a pretty good one, too. It's a D.C. piece with police saying they don't like it and it's unconstitutional. It doesn't matter. The point is, this is the United States, not Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany. And this is all about them getting in your house and setting the precedent to come and confiscate your guns. It's here. They tripled the size of the BATF. They're not playing games. We'll come back. Get more into this and a bunch of other key issues.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Right, there's a bold new program going into effect in Boston, raising a lot of eyebrows, mine included. See my eyebrow going up? Police call it Safe Homes, and it allows officers to enter a person's home and search their kids' bedrooms for guns, all without a warrant. Parents are free to turn down these searches.
John, I wasn't clear. It's another D.C. one we aired about 2 weeks ago. It's a local D.C. report. There's just too many of these reports to get the one on there, so it's fine. Maybe see if you can find it. I just want you to hear the police folks, we've heard it before, saying this is illegal. And it has nothing to do with children. Once they find out that people are upset about this, they go, well, we're just looking for your kids' guns, not yours. And they got a police chief in there admitting, well, you really don't get amnesty. We're going to go ahead and take you to jail. You know, let the cops in your house without a warrant. But, I mean, that's what they do now. That's what Bobbitt's saying, and he's one of the top planners for the globalists. He's running around saying, hey, just get rid of the Constitution, get rid of the Bill of Rights. Everything must go. The whole thing has to go. We have to get rid of that evil freedom. It's causing too many problems. Now, look, I'm going to start the fourth hour. And I'm going to take your phone calls at 512-646-5400. Starting next Monday, the show will be on the network and on the Star Guide satellite and all of it for stations that want it from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The added hour will be done beta testing this week, and it'll be live on the network 4 hours, the added fourth hour, next Monday. But until Monday, the one place to listen is Infowars.com to the fourth hour. You can go to Infowars.com and dial in right there, listen to the free internet stream. Or if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership, and see the two different video cams we've gotten here on the guest and myself, a document cam, video clips we play, and a lot more, adding a whole other dimension to this during that live fourth hour. We then take that archive and post it for the PrisonPlanet.tv members up there on the site. Also, not only PrisonPlanet.tv makes this broadcast possible, but also Interfood, great folks, patriots, good friends with George Humphrey right here in Austin, Texas. Interfood is the best green food out there, and I've tried a lot of them. It's got 20 different well-known superfoods that are so good for you, like dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, corallina, spirulina, balanced energy, weight loss. It's raw food, so you really do absorb it and get the nutrients you need. 1-866-762-9238. Call and tell them Alex Jones sent you and get 10% off. 866-762-9238. Or go to interfood.com. If you go to Infowars.com and link over, you can get 10% off there, off their banner on my website as well, interfood.com or 866-762-9238. And another great sponsor, we have a banner up on Infowars.com. Look for it, the New Vitality banner. By linking through there, you can see the hundreds of well-documented, high-quality, nutritive and health products that they have, like Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse, aloe vera, very well known for cleaning out your GI. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, Aloe, Colon, and Body Cleanse, and also their Super Beta Prostate Formula, 1-800-569-4056. Okay, here is a report out of Haaretz. This is just breaking. This is the largest paper in Israel, Haaretz. Netanyahu says 9/11 terror attacks, good for Israel. Absolutely arrogant, wicked statement. We'll cover that after your calls. Also, insiders in Israel say the U.S. is going to be hitting. Is going to be hitting Iran. I forgot to get to that in the first 3 hours. I have this tendency when I really start covering the news, this is what happens. Luckily, we got a fourth hour. First, your phone calls at 512-646-5400 in the fourth hour, and then I'll get into what's happening with Israel and that other report about the government wanting to wrap its mind around your mind, that and Israel, coming up in the fourth Overdrive hour, starting right now at the video and audio streams at Infowars.com. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.